This is madness! This is Sparta!
Hello, Seattle. This is Dr. Fraser Frayne, and I'm listening to Smartass's Radio with Johnny Video and Geek Goddess Jackie.
Oh, for the love of God, my internet cut out. Roz!
Holy podcast, Batman!
Right, you are, Robin, to the Batcave!
We've got to listen to Smartass's Radio.
Hurry, chum!
Smartass's Radio. Dry humor, geek culture, and amazing women.
Captain, I'm picking up a strange noise from the 21st century.
Oh, do shut up, Mr. Crusher.
Sorry.
Captain, the boy is right. I'm picking up the Smartass's Radio podcast. Oh, good lord. On screen, then.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine and subscribe to our RSS feed at smartasses.net. You can keep up on our phony news, top 12 lists, the Smartasses Amazing Gal of the Month, replays of our radio show's comedy segment, and official Smartasses merchandise, as well as entertainment articles, DVD reviews, up-to-the-minute celebrity news, free Smartassy e-cards, and over a decade of the definitive top 100 sexiest women alive.
To interact with Smartass's Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the host at SmartassesNet using the hashtag AOLJackie. AOLJackie.
Good evening. How do you do? How do you be? Whether you are one of our good friends just going to bed in Nazareth or just getting home from work here in the Western Hemisphere, I am your host, not Mr. Rourke, but Gianni Hollywood Video, and welcome to Smartasses Radio, where we say it's a good thing Harry Styles isn't a barber, because that would just be hair styling and hair styles. You see how that... Bam! And speaking of baseball, I did see it in the news that Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw pitched a simulated game over the weekend. And frankly, I'm not exactly sure why this is news, because I do that every week with my MVP Baseball 2005 on the PS2. So that's... Bam! Bonus joke right there. Also, did you hear about the domestic Easter egg fight in Pittsburgh? The Pittsburgh Tribune Review reported Sunday that 27-year-old Aaron Gumpel, I guess that's how you say his name, it doesn't really matter, Aaron Jumpel, was arrested on simple and aggravated assault charges. Police say they responded to a fight call to find a woman with a red and swollen right eye. Now, that's not funny, but I mean just the whole thing. It's just so... trailer trash. She told police that Jumpel threw the eggs after she accused him of cheating on her. Authorities say that police made their way past the makeshift barricade into a bedroom. Jumpel reached for a row of knives and swords before he was subdued. They say he yelled racist obscenities at one officer and kicked another in the groin. So that's what's happening over in Pittsburgh, throwing hard-boiled eggs at each other in a domestic dispute. That's just absurdly ridiculous. And just the irony of it, if like they were like colored Easter eggs, these little things that are supposed to be the symbol of juvenile fun being used as weapons in a domestic melee, that just cracks me up. Anyway, if you'd like to talk about any of that stuff or something else is on your mind, the chat room is open. Or you can always send us a tweet at SmartAssesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. And once again, just to spread the word on exactly how Twitter works, folks, remember, if a retweet is the equivalent of a fireworks grand finale, favoriting a tweet is probably worse than those little black hockey puck snakes you light on the sidewalk. Favoriting a tweet does nothing. Nobody else sees that you liked it. Nobody. All you're doing is putting it in a drawer saying, ooh, this is an interesting tweet I'd like to read later. That's what the favorite button does. Now you know. So anyway, with that said, we definitely want you to stay on SmartMarkRadio.com after this show is over and listen to yesterday's episode of Pro Wrestling Weekend when Rick, Jared, and Frankie Andolini discussed everything from the world of TNA and WWE. So on that note, I'd like to add that we do have a great show lined up for you tonight. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by writer, actress, comic Catherine Michon. And in the first hour, it's New York City lyricist So Soon.
Become a smartassaholic. Check out our online magazine and subscribe to our RSS feed at smartasses.net. You can keep up on our phony news, top 12 lists, the Smartasses Amazing Gala of the Month, replays of our radio show's comedy segment, and official Smartasses merchandise, as well as entertainment articles, DVD reviews, up-to-the-minute celebrity news, free Smartassie e-cards, and over a decade of the definitive top 100 sexiest women alive.
Something bothering you, Mr. Wolf?
Yes, Captain. I have to buy my parents a gift, and I have no money.
Good Lord, that is a problem.
Oh, my.
Hey, I know you. You're Captain Sulu.
That's right. And I've come to the future to give Mr. Worf some kapla. If that needs success in Klingon, do tell. If you're looking for inexpensive gift ideas, why not give them a personalized celebrity voice impersonation greeting from Johnny Video? They're only $5, and even Captain Spock here loves them.
Indeed. It would be the logical course of action. Well, there you have it, Mr. Wolf. If I were you, I would make it so. My fellow Americans, you know, we are living in troubled economic times. So, I would highly suggest you order personalized $5 celebrity voice impersonation greetings from JohnnyVideo.net for your next gift-giving event. I'm not President Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
And now it's time for Jobs Johnny Video Didn't Get.
As we sin, so do we suffer. This man has confessed his crimes in sight of gods and men. The gods are just, but they can also be merciful. What is to be done with this traitor, Your Grace?
Keep the cheerio and all that. I think I'd fancy a spot of tea and a crumpet, old boy. Yes, I'm King Joffrey, and I can drink whatever I like, see? I got me lovely ginger wife and me mum right here, and I think Ned Stark is a bit of a waker. So, off with his head!
Cut!
This has been Jobs Johnny Video Didn't Get.
Did you know you can advertise on SmartAsses Radio for as low as $5 a month? For details, visit SmartAsses.net or SmartMarkRadio.com and click on the advertising link at the bottom of the page.
Hello, I'm Forgan Reeman. Do you believe in things you cannot see? Gravity? Air? Your own brain? God, perhaps? What about Klingons? Do they exist even though we cannot see them? Or are they just a figment of Gene Roddenberry's vivid imagination? Join me this week. Space. Time. Balls of toilet paper. The secrets to the cosmos lie through the butthole.
Coming soon.
Johnny, it's Pikeman. I understand you're making a mess up there. Why don't you come on down out of those woods and we'll talk about it, over?
I can't do that, sir.
Well, we can't have you running around wasting friendly civilians, Rambo. Now turn off that walkie-talkie and get down here.
There are no friendly civilians, sir.
But I was in Nam with you. I know what it's like.
Yeah? Well, if it hadn't been for that kingpin hairdresser and his curling iron, I wouldn't be in this mess. All I wanted were my bangs trimmed, sir. And he made me look like a little orphan Annie.
Sylvester Stallone is Johnny Rambo in First Perm.
Hey, smartasses, it's the governor over here. When I'm not filming my movies or porking the maid, I'm sure as hell not putting my ear to the computer and listening to your show. Fuck you. And that horse you put the saddle on. I won't be back. Fuck all of you.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag AOJackie. Smartasses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype.
Are you aware of what you make me feel, baby? Right now I feel invisible to you, like I'm not radio. Didn't you feel me lock my arms around you? Why'd you turn away? Here's what I have to say. I was left to cry there, waiting outside there, grinning with the last stare. That's when I
And now, back to Smartasses Radio.
Am I just some chick you place beside you? Take somebody's place. When you turn around, can you recognize my face? You used to love me, you used to hug me. But that wasn't the case. Everything wasn't okay. I was left to cry.
A lot of people ask me, Johnny Video, your commercial segments are so gosh darn hilarious. Who does all those crazy and wacky voices for you? Well, you don't need to look any further than yours truly. Yes, it is true. Every single male voice you just heard on the last commercial break was yours truly. I am the man of 100 voices, at least, not 1,000. 1,000 sounds cool, but 100 is a little closer to reality.
Coming this summer, from the people who brought you Machete, Jake Brick, Cop with a Gun, starring Sylvester Stallone as Detective Jake Brick, a wild card lawman who plays by his own rules.
Hey, yo, all I gotta do is pull this trigger, and you're set me.
Jake Brick, Cop with a Gun. Also starring Danny Glover as Captain Doobie and John O'Hurley as Detective Whitebread.
I'm sorry, Brick, but you're just too much of a loose cannon. And I can't have you out there making up rules by the seat of your pants. I got no choice but to take your badge and gun.
Oh, come on, Captain.
You remind me of a man I once met at the straw market in the Bahamas. He had no teeth. And he was speaking in tongues.
What are you talking about?
Uncanny man. You sound just like him. Are you sure you've never been to Paradise Island?
Jake Brick. Cop with a Gun. Also starring Chris Tucker, who makes Jake Brick go on a rampage of justice.
Damn, Brick. Why you keep your apartment so cold?
Revenge is this. This is cold.
Say what? damn it! I can't understand the words that be coming out of your mouth, man! Ah, shut up! And turn up some heat!
Jake Brick, Cop with a Gun. With Sean Connery as Leo the Leopard, Diamond Thief.
All right, everyone, face down on the ground and you won't be hurt.
Hey, you're under arrest.
Ah, Detective Brick. I couldn't understand a single word you said, but I assume you're here to arrest me.
You got that right.
Jolly good. Carry on, then.
All right. You're right, you're right. Anything you say, and I will be able to get you. Yeah,
I'm sorry, Detective. Pardon me for asking, but isn't it a prerequisite to my incarceration that I actually be able to understand the words you are saying when you're reading my Miranda rights?
Yeah?
Well, you're mumbling incoherently.
Sure.
Exactly. So, all righty then. Muggsy, make sure you're putting the diamonds into the velvet bags with the tiny little dollar signs on them.
You got it, boss.
Jake Brick, Cop with a Gun, featuring Liam Neeson as FBI Agent Stone.
Brick, I need that bomb code. Hurry, man.
I-1-A-7...
I can't understand you. Try to enunciate.
1-A-7...
What is he saying?
5...
Was that a 3?
5...
I heard 2 syllables, so one of them had to be a 7.
5...
Hurry, man!
5-3...
Time! 7, hurry, man! 5, there's no time!
1-3-7...
Jake Brick. Cop with a Gun.
Damn, Jake! You shot that man in the dick!
I don't shoot the hill. I shoot the thrill.
He doesn't need to enunciate a cool tagline. Because it's his gun that does all the talking. Jake Brick, Cop with a Gun. Coming this summer to theaters everywhere.
Last time I counted, it actually was a little over 100, so I'm not being facetious there. Anyway, on that note, please stay tuned. We're going to take our second time out. But right after the break, we're going to be back with New York City lyricist So Soon.
Did you know you could advertise on SmartSS Radio for as low as $5 a month? For details, visit SmartSS.net or SmartMarkRadio.com and click on the advertising link at the bottom of the page.
What's the matter, buddy?
Kramer! Kramer! I have to buy my girlfriend a gift, and I've only got $5 worth of loot!
Oh. That is a problem.
Oh! Do you believe this guy? What do I do?
You need to put on your thinking cap, buddy.
He sounds just like me, Jerry!
What are you talking about?
Oh! Johnny Video, baby!
Come on, Newman. Think.
He doesn't sound anything like you.
I know. I'll get her a personalized celebrity voice impersonation greeting from Johnny Video.
Giddy up.
Sorry, Jerry. I like him.
He's terrible, George. He's terrible.
Whoa. Someone's getting crabby. You need to eat more fruit. Plantains, Jerry. Plantains.
My fellow Americans, you know, we are living in troubled economic times. So, I would highly suggest you order personalized $5 celebrity voice impersonation greetings from JohnnyVideo.net for your next gift-giving event. I'm not President Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Are you looking for answers into your love life, your career, or financial situation? Now you can get it. You can get your psychic reading for free at Pick 3 Cards at pick3cards.com. You'll get a video recording of what you can expect from your future and watch it right away. Go to pick3cards.com now or anytime. Your future is in the cards.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine and subscribe to our RSS feed at smartasses.net. You can keep up on our phony news, top 12 lists, the Smartasses Amazing Gal of the Month, replays of our radio show's comedy segment, and official Smartasses merchandise, as well as entertainment articles, DVD reviews, up-to-the-minute celebrity news, free Smartassy e-cards, and over a decade of the definitive top 100 sexiest women alive.
What I really want for the holidays is a... Not a pony, strong horse at myhebrewroots.net.
Are you bored at work? Do you want to do something more creative with your life? 3DTraining.com is here to help you do it right. Switch to a career in 3D and work on video games and movies. With a free trial, you can't go wrong. Visit 3DTraining.com. 3DTraining.com. 3DTraining.com.
Please, Mark Antony, try to be reasonable.
Maybe I can't marry Cleopatra. Or maybe I can.
Such decisions are hers alone, and she sits upon a throne of gold.
But there are other areas of my life where I can decide, where I can choose. I can.
So what does the great Mark Antony choose to do now?
Rest your head well,
wise Cumulus.
The great Mark Antony chooses...
To listen.
To listen?
To listen.
To Smart
Asses Radio.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. Smartasses Radio. Call in and talk to the hosts. Dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smartasses Radio.
Back to Smartasses Radio, and let's just skip all the formal introductions and say so soon. Welcome to Smartasses Radio.
It's my pleasure to be here.
You basically describe yourself as the Spike Lee of hip hop. Tell people what that means. And
yeah, I mean, it's funny because I have been running with that for some time now. But in a nutshell, basically, one of the things I've always appreciated about Spike Lee as a filmmaker is that he finds that good balance between entertaining and educating, and that's really all I've ever aspired to do as an artist. I feel like a lot of times conscious hip-hop, particularly in New York, the artists forget about the musicality and the importance of a good, fun song that you can still nod your head to and get caught up in giving us textbook facts. And so my music aspires to be fun and catchy, but still something that you can appreciate.
So let me ask you, if you could suddenly be in control of the entire hip-hop industry, what changes would you make? Whose contract would you get out of the way? Who would you like to see pushed more? What would you do different with radio stations? If it became your vision, what would you do?
The first thing I would say, and you just touched on it, is really focusing on the radio. I think one of the dilemmas is that as fans, and I want to be clear that just because I'm an artist does not mean that I'm not also a fan. But as fans, we are so used to the radio making the decisions for us, telling us that this artist is good, so on and so forth. And now the radio, unlike the 90s, where it's a little more diverse, the radio only plays about five or six artists and only about three of the four same songs on an hour every hour. So the first thing I would do is make sure that radio is more diverse and that independent artists have more of a better opportunity to be broken. In terms of who should and shouldn't get pushed and not, that's another story for another day, because I could sit here for hours and talk about that. But I really think that the culture of the technology involved in music has changed enough that we as fans can find new artists that we like and appreciate and not necessarily rely on the machine to make decisions for us. So that's probably the biggest change I would make.
Well, give me one name on each side of the fence. Give me one that you think is way overrated, and give me one that you think is probably underrated.
Way overrated. Let me see. I'd say Chief Keef, but I don't listen to his music to actually determine if he's actually of any substance or not. I can't say Lil Wayne, because I'm a huge Lil Wayne fan, for better and for worse. I would go ahead and say Drake. I'm also a fan for better and for worse of, but I feel like with Drake, he pitches one thing in his albums or in his singles, and the album sounds like something completely different. So that's somebody who I think is a bit overrated. And the talent's there, but, you know, it's they're doing funny things with showing the talent. But so that's overrated. In terms of underrated, I'm going to go ahead and say Talib Kweli, because although Talib Kweli is not particularly somebody I would mention in my top five, I am close enough to social media and just 2 degrees of separation of people that know him. And he's just been consistent over the last 10-plus years with putting out new music and continuing to find, get away from these antiquated uses of technology and think of new ways to continue to engage his existing and growing fan base. So he deserves a lot more shine in the limelight than he does. I'd also throw Black Thought from the Roots in there as well, which on a technicality, he's on Jimmy Fallon on Tonight Show, so he's getting that paycheck. But musically, as an artist, he's underrated and deserves a lot more limelight than he gets as well.
I do want to let you get it out there that your name means sound of something out of nothing. And then I kind of have to throw
correct
the observation in there that it kind of sounds like the premise of Seinfeld.
I'm a fan of Seinfeld, and I was actually going to crack a joke and say that's where it came from. But no, that's not where it came from. I did a name change several years ago back during my college days, my first go around in college days. And I like acronyms, and I wanted to come up with something that defined hip-hop culture. And so when I was really thinking about the different words that I wanted to play with and letters and so on and so forth, I came up with So Soon, and the acronym Sound of Something Out of Nothing is what hip-hop music is about. It was those folks who back in the late 70s didn't have music instruments, didn't have art programs, so on and so forth, but they still wanted to get this creativity out of them. So they took, you know, records and sampled those records and made them into dance beats and so on and so forth. This is before hip-hop music became a thing. This was just like DJs, when DJs were at the foreground, but the not just the music and hip-hop, but the culture is about taking nothing and making something out of it, and so that's really where my name comes from.
All right, so soon, well, if you're ready, I'm going to go ahead and hit the theme music for your lightning round.
The Lightning Round.
Now, that music should have you pretty pumped up right there. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'm ready to go.
All right, question number one, Jets or Giants?
Ooh, oh, why he put me in this. Jets, but because of my favorite color is green. But Giants are better winners.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a chance. I don't really care for either team. You know, I can kind of take them or leave them, but I don't know. I think I have to lean toward the Jets more. All right, number two. We could enter an alternate universe where we could combine the Ghostface Killer songs On My Knees and Whip You With a Strap. Would we then name that new song Whip You With My Knees or Strap On?
If we're talking about Ghostface songs, then Whip You On My Knees, because Ghostface ain't saying nothing about no strap-ons in his music.
All right, well, I'm going to have to buzz you for the wrong answer there. Strap-on is the obvious choice, but kudos for thinking outside the box. All right, question number three, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, all that. Who are your favorite superheroes, male and female?
Wow, I would say Spider-Man, male, because he's from Queens. And I would go with Supergirl because she's underrated but almost as powerful as her uncle, right?
Cousin. So you're on the right track. And, dude,
cousin,
let me
cousin,
just say,
cousin, yes.
Let me just say there are lots of correct answers on here. Batman and Wonder Woman are the number one answers. Spider-Man is a great choice, but Supergirl is the definitive number one answer.
Nice.
Kudos.
Thank you.
All right, time to play Price is Right. We show the average retail price is $3.99 for this 15-ounce jar of Bertolli 4-cheese Rosa pasta sauce. So soon, is the actual retail price higher or lower than $3.99?
So that brand is higher, no question.
I am so sorry to inform you, but that is incorrect.
Is that the actual price?
The average retail price is $3.79, but you can usually find it a lot lower than that. You can usually find it for about $2.20 usually, yeah.
Going to the wrong sauce.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. All right, question number five, Betty or Veronica?
Wow, you're throwing it back right now. Veronica, the name and the beauty to go with the name.
Thank you. You always take the ravenous-haired evil one over the blonde-haired goody-goody. Nice choice. All right, number six, how can we sleep when the beds are burning?
We sleep on fire, so the wheels fall off and the beds burn down.
You actually even know the lyrics. That is awesome. All right, number seven, more inhumane form of torture, attending a Lil Wayne concert or reading the Family Circus?
I go with Lil Wayne concert if you're not a fan, but I have a love-hate relationship with his music. So I'm going to go with number two.
Reading the Family Circus. I'm going to cheer you for that because, honestly, in the grand scheme, I mean, even if you go to a Lil Wayne concert, you might meet some hot chicks. There's nothing
exactly
good to come to the Family Circus, so good choice.
Exactly.
Sticking with the music industry, number eight, is Tom Petty being honest with people when he promises that we don't have to live like refugees?
With American people, no. With people outside of America, possibly. There may still be a chance if you're outside of America.
All right, that's a good answer. All right, I'm actually going to insult you. I'll be on that one. All right, number nine, worst name for somebody who hates smoking, Kamal Red or Winston Light?
The worst name?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Kamal Red because I like Winston Light. I like that. It's got a nice ring to it.
Okay, yeah. You sound like a British, you know, somebody if your name's
No, my name is Winston Light. I'm
purveyor of, I don't know.
Prestige.
Yes, exactly. So I'm doing well. Only one wrong answer so far. Now, all right, now I'm going to tell you number 10, unlike number 1, has a definitive correct and incorrect answer. So let's see how you do here. Number 10, Mets or Yankees?
Oh, that is okay. I mean, the answer is the Mets because I'm from Queens, but the New York answer is always going to be the Yankees. They've won more, so, you know, they've proven it in their own right. So I'm going to say the popular answer is Yankees. Not mine, but the popular.
But your answer is the Mets, so I am
my answer is the Mets, yes.
All right, so yeah, that's the answer we were looking for, the Mets. Mets, 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 Mets. I am, ever since probably the 85, about a year before they hit the World Series, I've been a very big New York Mets fan, so that is the only correct answer there. Nice work.
Nice, nice.
All right, question number 11, sexiest woman alive.
Wow. I'm gonna cheat, and I know I'm probably gonna get in trouble for cheating on this, but I'm gonna say my girlfriend.
Actually, if you are in a relationship, that is the only correct answer.
Yes.
Nice one. But who would you say if you were not in a relationship? Who would you, or do you not want to go there? I can understand.
I absolutely do not mind going there. Why am I forgetting this actress's name? Oh my goodness. I'm gonna go. Halle Berry, because the real answer I want to give, I cannot remember her name. Oh, no, Dwayne Wade's girlfriend. What's her name? Oh, man. It's killing me. Well, for all the listeners, if you know who Dwayne Wade's girlfriend is, that's who I'm thinking about. Gabrielle Union. There we go. Gabrielle Union.
Both
Halle
very
Berry?
Good names.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, and the last question, what is the worst thing a guy can do on a first dinner date? A, ask for a doggy bag, or B, order a root beer?
I'm so glad this was multiple choice because I feel I'm such a good guy. I wouldn't have an answer, but if I had to choose between those two, I would go with doggy bag on a first date. Yeah, no good.
Right. I try to explain this to the women on the show. They're like, well, maybe he's taking it home to his dog. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. It's a first date. The guy has to look like a czar, like a Kaiser, like Hercules feasting with kings, you know?
Spoon, bring me more wine and dancing girls, you know? Like, nobody takes it home that doggy bag.
They're both bad, but I'm glad we're on the same page. So, all right,
absolutely.
So please take 1 minute, hit your plugs, let people know where they can find you on Facebook, Twitter. Like your buddy Evan says, the next minute's yours.
Thank you so much, bro. My website is sotunemusic.com where you can find my first album, The Bandwagon Director's Cut. It is $4.99 for purchase. It is otherwise free to listen to from beginning to end. My group, MI6, which stands for Music Innovators, you can find us everywhere. We are MI6, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. And you can find me on Instagram personally at SoSoon, SOSOON, and on Twitter at SirSoSoon, because somebody in Asia has SoSoon.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Smartasses Radio, Smartasses Magazine. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Good. And thank you. And all right, folks, that's going to wrap it up with SoSoon. And just in a couple of minutes here, we'll be back with actress, writer, Catherine Michon.
Want to keep up with SmartSS Radio? Subscribe to our RSS feed on smartss.net or smartmarkradio.com.
Oh, yeah!
Pro Wrestling Weekend on smartmarkradio.com.
So young.
I'm not afraid. Oh, my God. You did not just call me out. Really? Literally, though? You just call me out like that? How dare you? I have a cold, sir. Like, and then you're going to be calling me out of word friends like that.
Lanny Poffo, Lanny, thank you very much for being on the show this week.
I am the genius full of glory and renown, and I'm living in the past.
Miss Tefmacher.
You know, obviously I was with Kelly and Layla, and we had no choice but to get close, and then over time, you know, it becomes natural. But it is, seriously, you eat a shit sandwich every day for a very long time.
Mr. James J. Dillon.
You know, you talk about the greatest manager of all time. I've always regarded Bobby the Brain Heenan as the guy that set the standard for the rest of us.
Camille Ford.
What do you do other than watch my show?
I watch your show and sleep. That's it.
I bet you have the body of a 19-year-old athlete with a schedule like that.
Yes. You ever seen those pictures of Zeus?
You literally are the Greek god.
Whatever. Diamond Dallas Page.
You want to know what I really thought? I thought, these guys know what they're doing. This is the WWF. I've got no heat here. This is just going to bring out the best in Taker.
Yeah, Cam. Welcome to the show.
That's why I've always been happier here, is that they really like to feature the girls. They really like us to show off our athletic ability and, you know, be beautiful at the same time.
Sunday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Smart Mark Radio.
Hello, sci-fi fans. It's me, George Norrie here. And when I'm not manning the mic at Ghost to Ghost, well, I'm listening to Beyond the Truth on Smart Mark Radio. Because they don't talk about Ouija boards, so I don't get spooked. George, shut up. Nope. Sorry, Mr. Bell. Say, did you buy gold or solar-powered Sea Crane radios? Shut up.
Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. on smartmarkradio.com. Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on Pinterest at /smartassesmag. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? I'm back. This is Hit List Radio. It's going to be all adult entertainment. I mean, a lot of people, you know what, say that I'm consumed with myself. Well, all right, the way we met was actually through your wife. I was hitting on her online. Matter of fact, if I have a radio show, I have a damn deal. When I look at a chick, I got to look at everything, and I have to give every part of her anatomy an award. But I am glad to be back, and I am glad that I'm on show, and I am glad that Jared ain't here.
Friday nights, 10 p.m. on SmartRockRadio.com. Hey, player, is you tired of blinging your gear, flashing your skrilla, cruising around for dimes in your whip with no bass? Don't hate the player, my Nichols. Hate the game.
I'm loving how it's going in the Akron scene, cause I'm rolling with the dudes and they act as mean. Always come around here when they asking me. I cause catastrophes the way it has to be. This is Tony Sin, man, yeah, and this is Sound Screw. West on the beach, yo, it's like we bringing sound, dude. I ain't never slowing down, it's not allowed, dude. Haters in the dark trying to hide, but we're down.
So you wanna hear the bomb stuff? Sick of the videos. Middle finger up and stay rapping for my city, yo. Due to the hip hop stop, it's the bomb. Ain't you heard Smart Mark Radio? So you wanna hear the bomb stuff? Sick of the videos. Middle finger up and stay rapping for my city, yo. Tune to the hip hop stop, it's the bomb. Ain't you heard SmartMarkRadio.com?
Wednesday nights at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on SmartMarkRadio.com.
Hey, Homer.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Krusty, Bonnie, Sideshow Bob. What are you guys doing over there?
I'm listening to Smartasses Radio.
Yep. Sure are funny.
I beg to differ. I find their sophomoric humor to be anemic at best.
Don't put a sock in it.
Yeah, well, we'll put a stick up your butt.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. Smartasses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smartasses Radio.
Welcome back, folks, to Smartasses Radio. And just to give her a proper introduction, she is an award-winning actress, writer, and stand-up comic who has been featured at the Montreal Comedy Festival, the Toyota Comedy Festival, and the Marshalls Women in Comedy Festival. Catherine Michon, welcome to Smartasses Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been telling everyone all day, I'm so excited. Like, if you could
if I could go back in time to fourth grade and tell myself that I would be, like, celebrated for being a smartass, which was, you know, not what was going on at that time, I would be so excited. It gets better. Life gets better.
Yeah, being a smartass is a wonderful thing. And you're right, back in school, like, that's usually something they'd send you out into the hall and...
I was not popular with the teaching staff for this very, very quality. So I'm so delighted to be celebrating it today.
Were you in high school? Were you like the kind of class
clown? I was in high school. How did you guess?
I came in like second place for it, and I was extremely disgruntled. Like, that was the one award that I wanted to win, and I got second prize to a charlatan, no less, a guy that always went for the lowbrow common denominator humor. I took second place to that. So, you know, I kind of like that.
I was most funny. I did get that. Not most popular. Those
right.
Two almost never go hand in hand.
No, they don't. Well, the other one I came in pretty high for, and this is bitterly ironic, prettiest hair.
Really?
Yeah,
oh.
And by age 19, I started losing my hair. And by age probably 22, 23, I probably had the head of hair of a 35-year-old. So,
but weren't you glad it was celebrated while you still had it? I mean, looking on the bright side.
Right. So anyway, all right, we got to talk about you being an alumni of Second City. I was going to ask Toronto or Chicago, but I now know the answer to that because you attended Northwestern.
Yes, Chicago. What I like to think of as the mothership, but yes, I'm very proud of that. It was when I, you know, you go from being the funniest, most funny, or biggest smartass in your high school class to a whole theater full of like biggest smartasses and most funniestes, and it's just like finding your tribe. It's like coming home. It was the greatest thing ever.
You kind of told me like you would attend classes at Northwestern and then kind of spent a lot of time.
Second City. Yeah, no, I mean, they had this Saturday advanced workshop, which was you had to audition to get in it, and I got in, and it was great. It was so much fun, and then I was in the touring company, and we went to, you know, do sketch comedy for really, really drunk college students. That's a good education.
How does it compare to doing stand-up? Like, I know with stand-up, you've kind of got your routine, and one thing leads to another. And, you know, doing improv, are there more similarities than I give it credit for? Is it more different than I would think?
No,
like,
I think stand-up is always a conversation. And so if you're just reciting things that you have memorized and you're not truly having a conversation with the audience, that's not my favorite kind of stand-up. But improv, you know, it's my favorite way to work, and it's why, you know, in the film that I have coming out this summer, Muffin Top, which I wrote and directed, but I'm also in, most of the people that are in the cast came from that kind of a background. Although, you know, then there's comedians also, but pretty much everyone that's in the film is an improviser and, you know, amazing at it. Gary Anthony Williams is like one of my favorite improvisers in the world, and I don't know if you know him at all. He's on the Boondocks, and he's like, you know, he's a really, really funny guy, but great improviser, like a genius. Rick Overton, great improviser. Maria Bamford, Retta, all these people. You know, and so those are my favorite kind of people to work with as actors.
Well, I'm trying to like equate, because like people had suggested that I go do stand up before myself, and I know, like, I don't know, if I'm having a conversation with somebody at a party or we're talking about something controversial, I'm pretty quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the other side of the coin, when I'm on stage, I kind of like have to have like a little bit of an outline in front of me, or I kind of lose it. I lose that ability to improv that I do have when a spotlight's
not on. Well,
look, I'm not
suggesting, it's not for everybody. You know, skydiving is not for everybody. It's terrifying. You know?
Right.
It's, you know, I'm not going to go skydiving, by the way. And people that I know that have are like, oh, it's the greatest. I'm like, good for you, because I'm not going. So
right.
Whereas I think it's the greatest, I can't say that it isn't terrifying, because it is.
But that's probably part of the fun for you, too.
It's why people jump out of airplanes, apparently. That's my adrenaline rush, but it is an adrenaline rush, for sure.
Have you ever been stumped, just looking at the stand-up side of it, have you ever been stumped where, like, you're having your conversation with the audience and somebody says something that just absolutely throws you?
Oh,
and...
Of course. Here's the thing. I had the great privilege of, for a long time, I was the Friday night MC at the Hollywood Improv, which meant, you know, I did a set, and then, I mean, I started off the show, and then I brought up people all night long to an increasingly drunken crowd, which meant I got to see some of the greatest stand-ups of all time eat it from time to time. Like, everybody eats it. And Todd Glass, who's a great comedian, who is a really great mentor to me, said, you know, look, everybody eats it. And I did. I saw Chris Rock eat it. I saw Rodney Dangerfield eat it. I saw people that are legends, like trying out new material or dealing with a heckler or whatever it is. It's really good to know that in that very tough world of comedy, everybody has nights that are soaked in flop sweat, you know.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that kept me away, too. Like I said, I'd considered it, and so I went and watched Amateur Night, and it's almost like people in the audience are like, okay, asshole, make me laugh.
No. It's a combat zone, definitely. But again, that's part of the adrenaline rush. I honestly think I am better at improv than I am at stand-up. It's what I came to first, and it's what I love the best. I enjoy doing stand-up, but I think that the people that are just amazing at it, the Margaret Chos, the Maria Bamfords, the, you know, Kathleen Madigan, Retta, these ladies are just, you know, far and away out of my league. I just bow down before them. They're so great.
Let's branch away from that for a little bit. I want to talk about some of the stuff that you wrote. And like, I got to throw this one out there, and I think it's either going to scare you or make you laugh, but would it surprise you that I absolutely love The Bratz? And you wrote...
It would surprise me because I actually don't. When I saw that on your thing, I'm like, oh, that is so not something I ever include in my bio. That was a period of time in my life where I needed to pay some bills. And so... writing for what I used to call the hooker dolls.
That's probably why
I mean, they are the there's this, like, I can't believe someone would hand that doll to a child. It's like, here's how to dress like a prostitute. Play with this. I'm like, why are you handing that to a girl? You know?
Well, I think they were supposed to be very hip. And if you ever watch, like, I watched the Bratz movie. I can't really say that I watched any of the cartoons, but I have to assume they follow suit. The girls are all very nice and friendly.
Characters are very sweet. And they're actually, there was a lot of an element of female empowerment to it, which is how I got hired for it and how I got, you know, talked into doing the job. But from a visual perspective, I just really feel like that as a fashion ethos, it was pure prostitute. It was really very, you know, like I live in Los Angeles. I regularly see some ladies who make their living that way, and I wish them all the best, and I wouldn't want my niece to dress like them. That's all.
I'll just give the disclaimer. I am a guy, so I probably watch the movie because, you know, hey, four hot babes. And, you know,
right.
You can watch the movie while you're ironing. It's not like you're hanging on, you know what I mean? But I'll give you the standard disclaimer that I am a 13-year-old Asian girl trapped in a 45-year-old man's body. And I'll just
Well, there you go. That is your home team.
There we go. Anyway, so let's talk about the Today Show. You were a regular guest on that. What did that entail?
I wrote a couple books in the Girl Genius book series, and then I got hired by iVillage to write a Girl Genius blog for them, and then I would go on the Today Show once a month and basically, like, sit with Al Roker or David Gregory or other really knowledgeable journalists, and then I would give my opinion on relationships based on the fact that I had gone through a really bad divorce and had absolutely no idea how to have a successful relationship.
I'm
not entirely sure why NBC Universal decided to hire me. I was supposed to be funny about relationships, which I hopefully was at the literal butt crack of dawn when that show tapes. But, yeah, tapes. What am I saying? It's live, yes. Broadcast, I should say. But, yeah, it was totally fun. I actually, David Gregory, who now runs Meet the Press, which is a much more appropriate venue for him, but he would have to sit there and talk to me about Mr. Wrong or, like, you know, how not to date Mr. Wrong or something very not newsworthy.
Talk about early in the morning. Like, I kind of find that that's when, like, most of the just genuinely funny things come to me, either, like, when I just woke up or when I'm tired and punchy before I go to bed. Like, I would have to say, honestly, that's where 90% of my material comes from, when I'm in
zone. Being, you know, accessing your dream state is where, you know, we're the most creative. I mean, my God, we direct, write, produce, star in a movie every night. So if you can tap into that enormous creativity, amazing things can happen.
So anyway, so I want to make sure that we mention these. I'm assuming that, because I was going to ask you, like, how a funny person goes on to write shows like Lassie and Sisters and China Beach, which are primarily serious. But I think you already answered that question, that you were kind of, like, looking for a paycheck, or?
No, actually, really, the Bratz is the only one I can say that about. No, I'm a storyteller.
Did you submit it and they go, hey, this is
good? No, I was on staff on a bunch of TV shows. That's, you know, where you're a staff writer for a network show like Designing Women or Diagnosis Murder or any of the shows that I wrote for. You know, you're just hired to write scripts. You have an office on the lot and you write scripts for those shows. It's a terrific job.
Yeah, you had mentioned that Muffin Top was kind of like, it was all improv. So is it kind of like...
No, it was not all improv. I shouldn't mislead. The actors that are in the film, most of them do improv, but it's a scripted film.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to make the correlation between that and Larry David's show, because, you know, that's 90%. You know, here's a theme.
Yeah. Well, Cook Off, our other film, which won't be out until probably early 2015, probably in January, which has a bunch of amazing people in it, Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone and Wendy McClendon Covey, a bunch of people from Bridesmaids. That was done the way Larry David does Curb. In other words, we had a very detailed 100-page outline, every scene outlined, specific lines of dialogue, the whole storyline, but then the actors did improvise their dialogue. That movie was made that way.
Your outline for that came from your book, right? The Girl,
yeah.
The Girl Genius Guide to Life, right?
Yeah, because, you know, basically Cook Off is best in show at $1 million bake-off. It's like a lot of crazy people coming together to try to win $1 million, which, by the way, you know, the Pillsbury bake-off is $1 million. That's cash money. Like, if you can figure out the right way to take a can of refrigerator biscuits and some Hershey syrup and whatever else you have in your cupboard and make something that really, you know, any stoner would appreciate from those kind of ingredients. It's like, oh, dude, what's in the fridge? Like, that's the way you come up with those recipes. You can win $1 million. So that's what happens in the movie. And a lot of pretty crazy stuff goes down. It's $1 million. I don't know about you, but I could really, you know, use $1 million. I think pretty much
sure
anyone could. So, you know, people will go to some extreme lengths to try to win.
Yeah, and now you throw in best in show. Now, is that a throw to the movie that it's kind of in that same vein of humor, or just was that like a general term of like?
No,
you know,
I mean, it's like it is structurally very much like best in show, but that was also a big contest where a bunch of very different people
right
come together to try to win. And I think that's such a fun, you know, where all you have in common is that you're trying to win this big contest. You know, I mean, I went to the Pillsbury Bake Off. I actually wrote about it for Salon Magazine, and it's fantastic. You know, just this huge, I mean, it's mostly women that are the contestants, but very different people, very different, you know.
I'm sure there's some very wacky and just crazy type individuals in the mix, if not all of them.
Oh, yeah, and they're all wrapped really tight. They're all really, you know, intense people because they have spent, you know, weeks, months, and days of their lives, you know, experimenting with graham cracker crusts and trying to figure out how to win $1 million. You know, it's like, they're pretty intense.
So Cook Off, just so people don't get confused, was based on Girl Genius Guide to Life. Muffin Top, based on Girl Genius Guide to Sex with Other People.
Yes. I am just raiding the cupboards for my film material. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Muffin Top is a body image romantic comedy that is all about a woman who gets dumped by her husband and starts to develop a really ridiculous obsession with, you know, her muffin top and her defects, and she makes some pretty crazy choices to, you know, try and get past that. I don't know about you, but 96% of American women say that they are dissatisfied with their body. And honestly, I think, you know, if it's 96 out of 100 that are dissatisfied, I think those other four girls are like in a coma or like passed out. Like, I don't even know who those girls are, or they're just lying, you know.
Right. Or they're Megan Fox. Yeah.
But you know what? I live in Hollywood. I take yoga in Hollywood. I'm regularly naked with some of Hollywood's finest bodies, and I can tell you, when they are staring in the mirror in the locker room, they're feeling bad about themselves. Like, that is my naked report from Hollywood.
honestly, I was just being silly, but I think, actually, in honesty, I think Megan Fox is even on record as saying that she doesn't care for the way she looks. So, yeah,
no,
you're probably right.
Jennifer Lawrence, who is gorgeous and 23 years old, has said, in Hollywood, I'm considered obese. And that's true. Like, there were people that, critics, people in the press, who said she was too fat to be in the Hunger Games. I mean, it's a crazy making standard, and that's kind of what the movie is about, is how this woman who should know better, who's really smart, she's a college professor, she teaches women's studies, she should know better, but she completely goes into this, you know, shame spiral because she has a setback in her life, and so it's a very, I think it's a very universal story. And the fact is, men don't like it either. They don't like it that we're not feeling good about being naked. How's that going to work out for them? That's not good for them.
Yeah, for most guys, yeah. I'm weird, though. Like, I don't, I'm like not a big naked person. I am much more, honest to God, I'm like, all my guy friends are like, dude, you're nuts. But like, I don't like the easy route. So I'm much more like turned on by like, a girl in a winter coat with some nice gloves and jeans.
Aww.
And boots on. You know what I mean? Like, that,
you know what?
Is a
if,
big
if,
turn.
If they were not married, my husband would have let you date his teenage daughters back in the day. That was always
right.
His goal, was to get them, you know, wearing parkas and stuff on dates. Like,
right. And then, plus, I think the other side of it is, like, the more that is taken off, the more flaws that are revealed.
And that's I find when I talk to men about, you know, looking at a woman and saying whether or not they think she's fat or something, a woman who will describe herself as fat, a man will say, wow, she's gorgeous. Like, I think women are 10 times harder on themselves than men are.
I think you're probably right about that, too. So, anyway, all right, well, we are rapidly running out of time here, but we do have time to squeeze in our lightning round. So,
before we do that, though, can I just ask people to check out muffintopmovie.com, because we're doing something really exciting with trying to create an audience revolution with this film in Hollywood, hoping that people will check it out and register on the site so they can hear more about it.
Yeah, when we're all done with the lightning round, I usually give the guests like 2 minutes for things like that.
I didn't mean to jump the gun on the lightning round.
I just wanted to make
sure that people knew about that.
Plus, where they can find you on Twitter and Facebook and all that fun stuff, too. Yeah. So, yeah, I would never, ever, ever dream of taking your plug time away from you. So.
It's not that. I feel like if people are like, oh, that sounded good, where would I don't even, okay, forget it.
Yeah, we'll hit it all. So, all right, if you're ready, I am going to go ahead and hit the theme music for it here.
Okay.
The Lightning Round.
Now, see, you're pretty pumped up, right?
I am pumped. I'm ready to go.
All right. Question number one. This is going to be a softball. From the Archie comics, who do you prefer, Betty or Veronica?
Veronica.
You, ma'am. You gave the correct answer. You always take the ravenous-haired evil one over the blonde-haired goody-goody.
Of course.
There you go. All right. Question number two. What was your most disappointing moment in athletics, and did Tony the Tiger appear to you and suggest your performance would improve if only you'd eat some Kellogg's sugar-coated Frosted Flakes?
My most disappointing athletic moment was all of them. All of them were bad. I was super bad at all of that. I remember playing soccer and the ball just shooting between my legs into the goal. Like, I couldn't – they're all bad. And I am sorry to answer that Tony the Tiger has never personally spoken to me about anything, and now I'm like, did I offend him? Like, I don't – never talked to me.
Yeah.
I feel bad now.
Yeah, well, he's probably very, you
did
know –
Did he talk to your other guests? I mean, he's never
well,
spoken a word to me. And I'm a fan. I don't know why.
A couple of them, yeah. You know.
Sorry.
And, of course, they ate the Frosted Flakes, and then their performance improved the next day. That's really the magic of it.
Yeah. I ate the flakes. Oh, no. Don't talk to me. I ate the flakes. I got nothing out of that.
Have you ever thought about...
Now Tony has a legit reason to be mad at me because I'm dumping on the flakes.
Have you ever considered that Tony the Tiger, and people have heard me say this before, but Tony the Tiger really is the decline of Western civilization, because every one of us grew up thinking that no matter what went wrong in our lives, all we had to do was confess our sins to a cartoon tiger and eat some Frosted Flakes and everything would be okay.
It is a bad message, and I just don't want to be negative. Yeah, it's never worked for me.
Gotcha. All right, question number three. In the world of comic books, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, all that, who are your favorite superheroes, male and female?
I am tired of superheroes that are not female. I am tired of the fact that every movie that Hollywood puts out has the word man in it. Superman, Iron Man, Spider-Man, it's all... Like, I always joke that actually, eventually Hollywood will just start making Man-Man. Like, that'll be the time to be like, welcome to Man-Man, the rise of Man-Man, Man-Man 2, like whatever. So I'm weary of that. So I will go ahead and say Wonder Woman, the only legit Marvel female superhero that I know of.
All right. That's
down for me.
Wonder Woman is the number one answer on the female side, so I'm going to have to...
It's also because she's the only one, so that's like really... I don't even want to take the victory on that question.
Well, you could always go Supergirl. You could always go Catwoman. Those are very popular. Well,
Catwoman didn't have it. First of all, she didn't have any powers. Second of all, she was a villain, so she wasn't a hero.
Yeah. See, if I say favorite comic book character, then people are like, well, am I allowed to say, like, Jughead? You know, so then I'm like, okay, well, let's just do superheroes, and then...
I think it highlights my issue, which is that there are not enough women.
I would agree with you, and as listeners of this show know, I am an advocate of women's sports. Like, this show, really, if it has a secondary message beyond, you know, just being a smartass, it really is female empowerment, and I say that in all seriousness, so,
I love that.
Well,
awesome.
Our show's, the boss of this show, Geek Goddess Jackie, is very big on female empowerment, so, you know.
Fantastic. I mean, I really wanted Girl Genius to be superhero. I thought that would be fun.
That would have been...
Because that's a power, to be a genius. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, here's an off... What would be your most inane superhero trait? And by that I mean, mine would be I can pack a trunk for a vacation better than anybody, and I don't make a mess when I'm cooking. Like, what
those
would
are
be
awesome
your
powers? No, I don't think it should, I don't think you should be modest about that. I when I had this vision that I wanted Girl Genius to be like a cartoon superhero, I had this idea, because I'm always wearing ridiculous high-heeled shoes, that the shoe would be like the weapon, like that you could throw it like a boomerang, like stab people and then return to you, and then you'd put it back on. Like, that was going to be her weapon.
Right. That's a good idea.
It'd be pretty cool, you have to admit.
Right. And back to the whole female empowerment thing, I know we're getting away from the lightning and we're probably into more just like slight rainstorm at this point, but honestly, like, I think, and people think I'm nuts for this too, like, I don't want to say that it's a fetish, but the very first thing I look at on a woman are her shoes. And
yeah, shoes are power, man.
They are. They are the shoes and the hair are the entire key to the whole female empowerment thing. They really
totally
are. They're totally underrated.
Yeah.
You,
no, they're
you
superpowers.
And I.
That's what I wanted them to be like. In if I was going to do that character, that I would want it to be an actual power. Like, we're, you know.
Great mind. We're on the same page. We're on the same page. All right, question number four. What is the best way to ask a question in mime school?
Raise your hand.
Well, but you can't. If you get called on, then what do you do?
Well, then you have to act it out, but that's the way to ask, is you raise your hand.
I don't know.
That's true everywhere. I don't know why that question's even on here. That's just good manners.
I don't know, Catherine. You're not selling me on that. I'm gonna have to budge on that one. I think acting it out is probably correct, or possibly write it down.
After you raise your hand, I stand by my answer. I will
okay.
That down.
All right. Question number five. Now, I'm not sure if you know the answer to this one or not, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is there life beyond Thunderdome?
Yes.
I'm going to have
because
to
Because I have lived it.
You have personally been beyond Thunderdome.
I've personally been beyond Thunderdome.
That's a claim to fame. That should be on your resume. That should, instead of brats, that should be on your resume.
Believe me, I would love to do that rewrite.
Question number six. We're going to play Family Feud here. We surveyed 100 people, and the top three answers are on the board. Name a famous pig.
Babe.
You. That is the number one answer. I would have went with
That's
Porky.
That's my favorite pig. I loved Babe.
Yeah, Porky was the number two answer. That's the one I would have chosen. And Miss Piggy was number three. But
oh,
Babe,
I love Miss Piggy too. I'm a big fan.
All right, question number seven. This should be right up your alley. What is the greatest chick flick of all time?
I think it's When Harry Met Sally. Such a great romantic comedy movie by the brilliant writer-director Nora Ephron, who we lost this year, who I loved. That's one of the greatest. There's so many, but that's the first one that comes to mind, so I'll stick with that.
That's a really good answer, I think, because, like, I don't even think of that as a chick flick, but you're right. It actually is, you know.
Oh, it's
but
so great. I mean, when she fakes the orgasm in the deli, and it's just witty and smart and sweet and funny, and I just love that movie.
So you would even put that ahead of You've Got Mail.
Oh, yeah, which, by the way, was written by Nora Ephron, so.
No kidding. Wow. Nice work. All right, question number eight. Should walking canes have a retractable chalk dispenser to make it easier for cops in case the person falls over and dies?
I'm gonna say no. I don't want to encourage people to fall over and die.
Right.
I feel like that would be like a subtle encouragement, and I'm not that into helping cops. So no.
Okay. All right. Actually, I was going to buzz you, but you sold me on that. Being not that into helping cops, that's what sold me on that. But otherwise, I think that would be very convenient, because you got to figure a lot of people that are kind of on their last legs anyway are using the cane, so why not have the chalk say, hey, look at that. He's one of those chalk.
I feel like it sends a bad message. I want those people to keep going, bless their hearts. I don't want them to quit.
All right. All right, question number nine. If we could enter an alternate universe where we could combine the film you wrote, Muffin Top, A Love Story, with the television show you wrote, The New Lassie, would we then name that new film The New Love or Lassie's Muffin?
Oh, Lassie's Muffin. I think that's a sexy title. I like that.
Question number 10. Like the NFL and Major League Baseball before it, should bingo halls also start employing instant replay?
Oh, my God, yes. That would be fantastic. This is Rosenblatt screams bingo and then knocks over a whole tray of, like, jello molds and whatever they're eating. And then you just see that, like, in slow-mo over and over again. It'd be fabulous. Just watch that stuff fly when she jumps up. That'd be fantastic.
All right, number 12. Who, in your opinion, is the sexiest woman alive?
Wow. That is so cool. You know, I'm going to go for the older lady. You know, Sophia Loren is still alive. Have you seen her?
She looks pretty good.
Oh, no, she looks amazing. And
yeah.
She was the sexiest woman alive. I mean, here's the thing that happens. In women's magazines, they'll always be like, how to look amazing at 60 or 50 or something. And then they'll say, look at Christie Brinkley. She's 60. I'm like, yeah. She looked amazing when she was 20 and 30.
Right.
And, like, it's not a realistic goal for the rest of us to try to look like Christie Brinkley at any age that we're at. That was what an age she was at. But of those amazing, gorgeous bombshell ladies, I think Sophia Loren, who I think is like in her, she could be 80.
She's got to be pushing 80, yeah.
Yeah, and I, the last time I saw her on camera, which was a couple of years ago, amazing. Like, she's amazing. It's like the Rock of Gibraltar. It's just like, whoa.
Only thing is, I would argue, though, that not unlike Christie Brinkley, she's looked amazing at every decade
at
milestone.
Every age, that is my point. She's one of those. Raquel Welch still looks amazing. She was amazing. She was born amazing. She was probably amazing in an ultrasound. She's, like, amazing. You know, like, it's, believe me, those were some hot fetuses, those girls. Like, it's
right.
Always good. It's
what, I'm going to throw a name out at you, kind of in the same vein as Sophia Loren, but much, much, much more underrated. Barbara Carrera.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, totally.
Still looking good.
And yeah,
Helen Mirren has been an answer.
Helen is hot. She's like a total hottie. She's like, you know, I've seen like bathing suit shots of her. She's got it. She's working it.
She's almost. I actually went back and watched Excalibur, which she starred in from in 1981, like last week or the week before. She arguably looks better now than she did then.
Yeah,
you know,
because I think like a lot of actresses, for some reason, she was decided to be a character actress by the, you know, people who were casting her. So she played a lot of, you know, serious roles, unglamorous roles, and so she played older than she was, and
right.
Now she's probably playing younger than she is. You know, so that's what actual actresses do. I mean, she's a great actress. She could convince you she was Queen Elizabeth quite easily. She's significantly younger than Queen Elizabeth, so.
Right. All right, and the very last question, what is the worst thing between the two that a guy can do on a first dinner date? A, ask for a doggy bag, or B, order a root beer?
Oh, I think they're both good. I wouldn't have a problem with either of those. I mean, first of all, the doggy bag, I mean, I'm a dog freak, so that's... And I don't have a problem with people who don't drink, so I don't know. I think.
Well, I'm not saying
first date.
I mean, if you're gonna have a soda, I mean, you could still have a Pepsi or a Sprite or a Coke or something. It doesn't have to be something as juvenile as a root beer.
I mean, like, look, I just can't rain on this guy. Here's what he could do, which most guys do on first dates, which is talk about nothing but himself. That.
What if I gave you option C, which used to be part of the question, use a coupon?
Oh, all right. If I have to pick one, I guess I'd pick that, because that seems like that's not going to be a life of fun. But
something tells me you're okay with that, too. Like, hey, if the guy's thrifty, that's fine with me.
I mean, I that would have been, yes. My first response would be to say, God bless him. He saved some money. That's good for him.
You really are an easy first date.
I'm an easy first date. That's probably why I've had so many bad ones.
Well, the thinking is, I mean, I've already explained the if you're going to McDonald's, fine, order a root beer. But if you're going to a nice restaurant, it's a little silly to order a root beer.
Look, if I'm going out with Robert Downey Jr. and he orders a root beer, I'm like, thank God, because, you know, he's a huge drug addict alcoholic, so I'm pretty glad that he's ordering a root beer. You know, I mean, I come from the land of celebrity rehab. There are many worse things they can order.
Okay.
Vial of meth is, like, you know, not good.
That makes sense to me. But the doggy bag thing, I think most women probably would say that they want, like, a czar or a kaiser that just, you know, it's like I told the last guest, they're like Hercules dining with kings. Like, bring me more wine and dancing girls and
I mean, I think if that's what they want, well, they're just, you know, whores. I mean, that's not nice. That was not nice. I'm sorry about that.
It's funny, though.
Honestly, first of all, if especially if it's for a dog, I'm totally charmed.
Okay, that makes sense. I get you there.
It is a doggy bag, after all. If you start telling me about your dog, I'll probably fall in love with you because I'm actually falling in love with your dog, but, you know.
Okay, well, you're taking the verbiage literally, and I do have to give you bonus points for that, so I'm going to go ahead and shoot.
Oh, bonus points! My favorite.
Well, I'm one of these people that, like, loves to break down, like smooth jazz. You know, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Do we really need to specify that it's smooth jazz? Because is there a bumpy jazz out there? Like, you know what I mean? Orthodox churches. Like, orthodox means you're doing things the way they're supposed to be done. So if you're orthodox and doing the same thing that everybody else is doing, why do you need to announce it?
Yeah, it's a little redundant. I get
that. Yeah, you don't have orthodox cowboys and orthodox cops.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. That's
so,
just implied. You're just doing
exactly
it the way cowboys and cops do it. Yes.
Right. Exactly. So, good. That's, we're both wordsmiths, so I appreciate
that. We're on
that.
The same page with that. Orthodoxy.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Great mind.
It's already in there.
I'm doing the De Niro thing, you know, like, I got my eye on you, Fokker thing. Like, you know, you and I, we're seeing eye to eye here. So that's a good, that's a good thing. Yeah, for sure. So anyway, all right, well, we got a couple minutes left. Yeah, like I promised you, go ahead, hit your website for the movies and TV shows and all that, and then where they can find you, your website, Twitter, take all the time you need.
All my deets. Okay, well, here's the thing. I just hope that people will go to muffintopmovie.com, and if you join Team Muffintop there, you'll be finding out about everything that we're doing. We're doing a 10-city red carpet tour of the United States. We're taking the film all over the country, and people can bring the film to their town via an amazing company called Tug. So that's cool. You can find me on Twitter. I'm the Girl Genius. I'm on Facebook as Catherine Michon. I don't have my friend limit, so you can friend me there, and I will be your real-life friend. CatherineMichon.com. That's about all my details. That's my stuff.
Do you have, do you want to maybe spell Girl Genius for everybody on Twitter? Like, do you have extra R's in there?
Sure, thank you. That's a good idea. It's the GRRLGENIUS at Twitter. Catherine Michon at Twitter is the Girl Genius.
All right, Girl Genius. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Aw, it's fun.
Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on Pinterest at /smartassesmag. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
I'm a geek in the band.
Why, I'm an anime geek.
I'm a furry.
I am a chat room geek.
I am a Marvel Comics geek.
I am a DC Comics geek.
I am an RPGG and role-playing game geek.
Well, I'm a computer geek with geek, the computer geek.
I am a crossword puzzle geek.
I'm a Harry Potter geek.
I am a Dungeons and Dragons geek.
I'm a video gamer geek, bro.
Well, I don't know, but I think I'm a science fiction geek.
Well, they asked me to be a Star Trek geek, and I made it so.
Hey, I'm a World of Warcraft geek. Fuck the moon.
Whatever kind of geek you are, log on to smartasses.net for all sorts of t-shirts, mugs, and other gifts for geeks. And by the way, Smartasses Gifts for Geeks is also the home of the 24x36-inch Ultimate Word Search poster. And if you can't defeat it, I'ma laugh and call you a bitch.
I've been riding in the passenger seat of my mom's Lincoln since long before anybody paid me to ride in the passenger seat of my mom's Lincoln. I didn't do it to be cool, didn't do it to make a statement. I just liked it.
Who the hell are you talking to?
I like to call it riding shotgun, like old Cyrus rides.
Who the hell is Cyrus? What the hell are you doing with your fingers? You look like an idiot.
That's my dad. 245 pounds of do whatever the heck I want.
You're damn right.
I can respect that.
Put a shirt on.
Well, this is an opportunity for me to take my shirt off.
What the hell is wrong with you? 44 years old and you still need your parents to drive you around?
Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward.
What are you talking about?
I don't mean going back to reminisce or chase ghosts. I mean go back to see where you came from. Where you been, how you got there, see where you're going.
No baloney. You just want me to drive past the high school.
I know there are those that say you can't go back. Well, yes, you can. Just have to look in the right place. You just have to ride shotgun in your mom's Lincoln with your shirt off, rubbing your fingers together, and look at high school girls.
What is it with you and high school girls?
Because we get older, and they just stay the same age.
I'm not driving past my high school.
Take the long way, huh? Can I play some Miley Cyrus?
No! And put your seatbelt on!
Want to keep up with Smartasses Radio? Subscribe to our RSS feed on smartasses.net or smartmarkradio.com.
What happens when a wisecracking, loose-cannon cockatoo accidentally meets his straight-edge, by-the-book, identical twin? Why, laughs abound in the Walt Disney Pixar family film of the decade. It's Double in Paradise, starring the voice of Ricky Gervais as Sonny.
Oh, look at me. I'm a loose cannon. I play by my own rules.
And Kelsey Grammer as Cockett.
How dare you play by your own rules? There's a book, and we must go by it.
It's the fantastical, feathers-flying, family-friendly film of the Feather Lineum.
You're incorrigible.
Who, me? I'm just having a laugh.
It's Double in Paradise. Also starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Sparrow, the delivery guy.
Thank you for calling Fly By Night Express. We guarantee to deliver in 24 hours or give you your seeds back.
Mr. T as Mo Hawk.
I pity the fool who ruffled my feathers.
Regis Philbin as Charlie, captain of the pleasure cruise.
Pink feathers. Flamingo hoop. I can't keep up with you, Abula.
And Sylvester Stallone as Coach Robin.
You gotta learn to fight for what's right.
It's a cuckoo's nest everyone wants to fly over. It's Disney Pixar Double Imperative. Hitting this number in a theater near you.
Ha. I'm Skippy Dombowski, and I'm Pete Sadowski, and we have another foreign disco album just for you. This one's entitled Disco Polacco, featuring Stash Stabinski and the Disco Kielbasa Band, with great songs like Flash Dansky, McCarthy-ski Park, Do You Think I'm Sexy-ski, Harry-ski, Tooski, Z-ski, Danger-ski Zone, and many others too. Time Magazine says Wazowski. The price? $3.26. Sure it's cheap. The records are warped. And if you act now, we'll send you an original rusted zipper and yellow shoes right from Stash Dybinski's closet. Not sold in stores. To get this to record set, call 1-800-327-2773 or send $3.26 to Disco Polaco, Box 28, West Boondock, Montana, 36483. Get yours today.
Hey, when I'm not busy being the governor of Montana.
Jesse, you were never the governor of Montana.
Oh, what the hell do you know, McMahon?
My name isn't McMahon.
Anywho, when I'm not busy being the governor of South Dakota or telling you about conspiracies, I'm listening to Smartass's radio, eh?
Jesse, you were never the governor of South Dakota either.
Aw, oh, Montana, South Moncota, who cares? They all grow potatoes better than they do in Colorado.
To interact with Smartass's radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. Smartass's Radio.
Wrap your drunken arms around me, and I'll let you call me yours tonight. 'Cause slightly broken's just what I need, and if you give me what I want, then I'll give you what you like. When you turn off the lights, I get stars in my eyes.
Call in and talk to the hosts. Dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smartass's Radio. Since Tattoo's spin on Fantasy Island didn't work, he's out to get his justice. He's joined the Greenville Police Force and made it his town. Hervé Villachez is Officer Tattoo in Tattoo's territory. He may be small, but he's not getting shortchanged anymore.
Standing robbers in our suit.
Huh? What are you saying there? Oh my God! This is crazy! Beat it!
And he's won the respect of his fellow officers.
Good work, Tattoo. We need men like you on the force. Thank you, Sarge.
Sure.
Hey, why don't you grow up?
Shut up!
Nope. Sorry. Just don't punch me in the kneecaps.
When Tattoo's around, you get the short end of the stick. He's one tough cop, ready for the dirty work.
Tattoo, there's a bomb in that drain pipe. Crawl down there and get it.
Right, boss.
He's one cop not to bribe. Tattoo has not been corrupted by society, and he's always got a brilliant idea.
That man's locked up in that building. How do we get in? Tattoo, any ideas?
The plane! The plane!
No, we're a small outfit, Tattoo. We don't have a plane. Just shut up. Go back to that island.
Sorry.
If you don't like handcuffs around your ankles, do not rob a bank in Greenville. Tattoo's territory, Saturdays at 8 o'clock on WILD-TV. Watch it.
With that said, that's going to wrap it up for yet another episode of Smartasses Radio. I am your host, Johnny Hollywood Video, reminding you, if you can't get it anywhere else, get it on video. Bye-bye.